It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. New York Governor Kathy Hochul took office in August, and already she has a big advantage over her immediate predecessor, a budget surplus. Hochul unveiled her $216 billion state budget proposal today. It would bolster funding for healthcare workers and schools, and it would clear the way for casinos in New York City. Joining us now to discuss all of it is WNYC Albany reporter John Campbell. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Obviously, we're still in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. How is it possible that New York has a budget surplus? If you remember this time last year, things were so dire.
It does seem a little counterintuitive, right? But you're right. I mean, New York is projected to end its fiscal year with a surplus of about $5 billion. And there's a couple major reasons for that. One is the federal government. New York and other states, they've been on the receiving end of billions of dollars in new federal funding. And some of it's COVID aid meant to get the state through the pandemic, and some of it's from the federal infrastructure package, and that really has helped pad the state's books a lot. But the other reason is tax receipts are way up. Some of that's inflation. You know, if goods cost more, that means people are paying more, which means more in sales tax. And some of it's Wall Street. You know, when the stock market is up and doing well, that's big for New York State's finances because such a huge portion of the state's income tax pool comes from the finance industry. So you add it all up and New York ends with a $5 billion surplus that Governor Hochul can put to use in her budget plan.
What are some of the things that she wants to spend that surplus on?
So there's a variety of things that she wants to spend it on, and a big piece of it is healthcare. Hochul is planning on spending $10 billion over the next several years on bolstering the healthcare industry in New York. And one way in particular, she wants to retain and recruit people to join the healthcare workforce, which really was already beleaguered before the pandemic. She wants to do that by giving them bonuses. Hochul wants to pay healthcare workers up to $3,000 if they stay in their jobs for a year. And that would cost the state a little more than $1 billion. Hochul also wants to boost aid to schools throughout New York. She wants to boost that to $31 billion. That would be about a $2 billion boost from the current fiscal year. And she wants to set aside $2 billion for pandemic relief, though she didn't really flag how she wants to spend that. That's something that would be up to negotiation with the state legislature.
Mm-hmm. John, Governor Hochul also wants to award three remaining casino licenses in New York, the state. Are any of those casinos destined for New York City?
There's a very good chance that they are, yeah. Wow. In 2013, voters across the state approved up to 7 full-fledged private casino licenses. So far, the state has awarded 4 of them. But to that point, the state has prevented any of those licenses from being awarded in New York City or the surrounding counties until at least 2023. The idea was they wanted to give the upstate casinos a chance to kind of get off the ground without the threat of being dominated by a New York City casino. And now Hochul wants to award the final 3 licenses, and she wants to allow the state to begin that bidding process this year. It's not a guarantee that those casinos will be in New York City, but Hochul's budget director, Robert Mojica, held a news conference with reporters, and he acknowledged that's a pretty good possibility.
So now we know how Hochul wants to spend the state's money, but of course it's a much more complicated process than that. What happens next?
So the way it works in New York is first the governor puts forward a budget proposal, then come the negotiations with the legislature. And for the next 10 weeks or so, Hochul and state lawmakers will negotiate the spending plan and everything that will ultimately get crammed into it. And there are a lot of pieces to negotiate. Lawmakers are going to try to push their priorities. Hochul's going to try to push for hers. And the hope is that at some point they reach an agreement before April 1st, which is when the state's new fiscal year begins.
We should also say that it is an election year, and Hochul is, of course, not just governor, but she's running for governor. What does her budget say about her political priorities?
Well, there's no shortage of things that are meant to appeal to voters in this budget. You've got everything from property tax rebate checks to homeowners, both in New York City, outside of New York City. And that's something that literally they can expect a check in the mail for a portion of their property taxes on top of the existing STAR rebate program. That's something that has been proven popular in the past, in election years in particular. Hochul wants to revive that. She also, the healthcare bonuses, a large portion of New York's workforce is in the healthcare industry, and now direct workers who were the heroes of the pandemic can expect that bonus should that be approved by state lawmakers. But there's a few things like that sprinkled into the budget that are designed to really appeal to voters, and Hochul and all 213 state lawmakers are on the ballot this November.
WNYC Albany reporter John Campbell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.